This is VK6 Amateur Radio News, wishing you and your families a very happy and safe Easter, and bringing you News West for Sunday the 17th of April 2022. Today is the history version of News West, and we bring you some interesting stories from our amateur radio past. Mike recalls the part played by one Arthur Moore, an amateur radio operator in Wales, who heard that awful call, CQD Titanic. It's a great story. Have you worked VK9 November Tango yet? The team are on air right now at Norfolk Island. Mostly CW, some phone, some FT8. And Chris brings us that story shortly. We recently announced that planning for Perth Tech 2022 is in full swing to make Perth Tech a success again. We're setting it up to appeal to a wide range of amateurs. We've got on-site parking for caravans and campers for Friday and Saturday nights so that you can be on hand and not have to drive back and forth. Friday night we'll see some people coming together to stay overnight and ready to go on Saturday morning. Something will be organised for Friday night. So for now, let's just say that it's an amateur radio playdate. After all, what could amateurs possibly do with open space surrounded by tall trees? Please note that camping is self-catering and a fee per night applies. There's a couple of good takeaway shops nearby. The whole of Saturday will see presentations of technical and general interest, followed by a sundowner with pizza or barbecue or maybe both, and the bar will be open for 2 hours. On Sunday, we're offering practical workshops, and these are dependent on the availability of people to conduct them and the interest shown by you. Perth Tech is free, apart from the camping fees and the obligatory charge for Saturday, which covers the cost of catering, and that looks like being $20. Registrations will open on July the 1st. So do yourself a favour and mark your calendar. Tell your amateur radio friends about Perth Tech, and if they live outside of Western Australia, talk them into making that overdue trip west and to include Perth Tech in their plans. The VK6.net website is updated regularly with news about Perth Tech.
From the West Australian, Perth, Friday the 31st of August 1951, comes this report of a new contest for amateurs in Australia and New Zealand to mark the Jubilee of King George VI. The story is entitled Radio Contest for Amateurs. As part of the Jubilee celebrations, the Wireless Institute of Australia, in collaboration with the Arts Subcommittee for the Celebrations, will conduct, during October, an international competition for radio amateurs, to be known as the Jubilee VK-ZL-DX Competitions for 1951. The State Director of Jubilee Celebrations, Mr. R. H. Miller, said yesterday that the contest would be in two sections. The telegraphy competition would take place during the week ending October the 13th and 14th, and the telephony competition during the week ending October the 20th and 21st. Printed log sheets, together with the rules for the competition, would be posted to every licensed amateur in Australia and New Zealand. Further information could be obtained from the Wireless Institute of Australia. That's the end of the story. We note that the Wireless Institute was sending a letter to every amateur. Even back then, not every amateur was a member of the Wireless Institute, so where did they get the addresses from? I wonder if people complained about privacy concerns back then in 1951, as they do nowadays on Facebook. Let's just smile and leave it there, shall we?
Hi everyone, this is Chris VK3QB with some DX news. By the time this news goes to air, Perth local Alan VK6CQ, along with a couple of East Coasters, Luke VK3HJ and myself, Chris VK3QB, will be active from Norfolk Island as VK9 November Tango. We'll be on the island from the 14th until the 26th of April, and we'll be activating all bands from 160 metres through to 6 metres. All three of us are keen CW ops, so if you need Norfolk Island on CW, this is your chance. We'll also do a bit of FT8 and SSB. If you prefer slower Morse code, just QRS at your preferred speed and we'll match it. Similarly, we'll slow down with our CQing from time to time, as well as calling for QRP stations. Whilst the operation is also a holiday, you can probably expect at least one station to be on air 12 to 14 hours a day. We have two stations with a selection of wire antennas, vertical and horizontal for the medium wave and HF bands, as well as a beverage receiving antenna for 160 metres. Assuming the 4-element 6-metre beam is in serviceable condition, we expect to look for openings on the magic band as well. For the SOTA and National Parks folk, we intend to activate Mount Bates, VK9NO001, and if conditions are right, and that's a very big if, we'll try to get to Jackie Jackie on Phillip Island. That's a VK9NO-002. If you're after the Norfolk Island National Park, just drop us an email and we can arrange a sked. The National Park is about 50 metres from our QTH. Finally, we'd like to extend our thanks to the Northern Corridor Radio Group, who have kindly loaned us a set of bandpass filters. Keep an eye on our QRZ.com page for news updates. We'll publish updates every day or two, along with notices of any special activations, such as SOTA or Parks. We'll also pop a notice on the Parks and Peaks status page when we are out and about. 73, and we hope to get you in the log. This has been Chris of VK3QB for VK9 November Tango.
On HF, VHF and UHF, via the VK6 linked repeater network, and online, this is News West from VK6 ARN.
Well, you've heard our promotion for Perth Tech, but we haven't finished yet. As we've previously announced, we're on the lookout for people to make technical presentations on the Saturday. Presentations are usually 10 to 15 minutes duration, with 5 minutes for Q&A afterwards. Longer presentations may be considered. Perth Tech is equipped with modern audiovisual equipment to assist with your presentation. If you're interested in making a presentation, please register your interest by completing a simple online form with up to 300 words to describe your planned presentation. We'll be in touch after the end of April to discuss your presentation. Likewise, if you don't want to make a presentation on Saturday but would like to conduct a practical workshop on Sunday, register at the same place and in your description, tell us that which you wish to do on Sunday workshop only. The online form is at our website, vk6.net. Then select the Perth Tech tab.
From the Sunday Times, the 9th of August 1925, an item headed Local Wireless Clubs. A visit was paid to 6WF by 34 members of the Swan River Radio Club on July the 25th, and the party was conducted over the station under the guidance of Mr. W. E. Coxon, the station manager. Everything was explained to the visitors, who now know how a modern broadcasting station is operated. At a meeting held on July the 28th, two new members were elected, and Mr. E. Page, Vice President of the Wireless Institute, was present. It was decided to obtain permission to conduct a party over the wireless installations of some of the vessels that berthed at the port, as it was recognised that much could be learnt from such a visit. During the evening, Mr. Page lectured on simple valve receivers and their operation, and also urged club members to support the amateur movement. The next meeting, which is to be devoted to practical work in the operation of sets on makeshift aerials, will be held at the Web and Web Studio, Hay Street, on Tuesday next. All interested in the club should get in touch with the Honorary Secretary. The next meeting of the Subiaco Radio Club will be held on Wednesday, when Mr. Botterill will lecture on shortwaves. Members are invited to bring their friends. A meeting of the Fremantle Radio Club was held in the Technical School on Wednesday, July the 26th. The President, Mr. Stanley, occupied the chair. Mr. Moss, one of the club's delegates to the affiliated rodeo societies, delivered a report on the recent doings of that body and distributed a number of tickets for the forthcoming radio dinner. After some discussion, the Secretary was instructed to write to the officers in charge of the Perth Observatory and the East Perth Powerhouse regarding arrangements to visit them. The next meeting of the Fremantle Radio Club will be held on Wednesday at the Technical School.
This lot comes from the Sunday Times, 23rd of February 1930, in a segment titled Over the Ether Radio Clubs. The Subiaco Radio Club, which meets each week at number 75 Gloucester Street, Subiaco, the residence of the secretary, the popular Bertie Congdon, is always well attended, and more members have decided to take up the AOPC course. The Victoria Park Club, if you live in the park and happen to pass number 12 Fremantle Road, South Perth on Wednesday nights, drop in for a few minutes. You will always be made welcome, for this is the meeting night of the club, and incidentally the residence of the secretary, Mr. P. Koenig. The meetings are usually well attended by those interested, and lectures are given on all subjects pertaining to radio. Drop in next Wednesday evening and meet the gang. The Amateur Radio Transmitters League, ARTL, WA Division. The past week has seen plenty of activity within the league. Members generally are taking a very keen interest in both Morse and telephony tests that are being organised for the winter months. Possibly the fact that good prizes are being offered to the transmitter and listener may have something to do with this enthusiasm. One thing that keeps the league busy is the military work, which is carried out under the direction of Captain J. McKinley. This work requires the greatest amount of accuracy and precision and must never fail. All schedules and transmissions are kept strictly to time, with the result that only the transmitters, who are most efficient and have a reliable station, can participate. Radio enthusiasts wishing to join the league may do so by getting in touch with Mr. S. C. Austin, 6 Sierra Alpha, Forest Street, South Perth. Items of interest. Owing to dual control in the Outboard Association, arrangements were made by their representatives with the Amateur Radio Transmitters League of WA and the Wireless Institute of Australia for installing, receiving and transmitting apparatus at the starting and finishing points, the object being, of course, to time the various speedboat events which took place on Sunday last. The final results were that Mr. Stevens and Mr. Squires, members of the Wireless Institute, undertook to do the necessary work, which they accomplished very successfully. During the week, 6BN, Mr. Stevens, was heard testing out the battery-operated low-power portable transmitter with fine results. Apparently, 6SA, Mr. Austin, and 6FL, Mr. Lambert, are fighting a duel as to who is going to obtain first place in WA or Australia in the American Radio Relay League tests. The traffic and reliability amateur radio tests, which are now being conducted throughout the world by the American Radio Relay League, are drawing much attention, and nightly one can hear the stations in all parts of the world taking part.
Here's a reminder that the Wireless Institute's AGM and conference is on the 7th of May, and that's all online via Zoom. And especially if you're a Wireless Institute of Australia member, you should show interest and support, express concerns, ask questions, or just listen to what goes on. Attendance is free, and all you have to do is register, and that's for the AGM. The other part of the day is the virtual conference, and that looks like being an information thing about Antarctica, so if you think you'd be interested, jump in there and register. This one will cost you $10. Bookings are online via Eventbrite, and information for both of those online events, which are both on the same day, are at the Wireless Institute's website, wia.org.au. Now, we've previously promoted the Northeast Victorian Amateur Radio Club's flood recovery program, and we think it's fantastic. So, considering the huge losses from the floods in southern Queensland and northern New South Wales, the members of the Northeast Victoria Amateur Radio Club, that's a mouthful, isn't it? Call them NEVARC, have decided that the club will donate to amateurs in the affected areas. And they've actually put in a substantial amount into the pool of funding. They've decided on a two-pronged approach, being cash assistance straight away and a radio drive to give some gear as a second-tier approach when they start rebuilding their shacks. It's recommended that prospective donors download and read the policy and procedure document before making a donation, and this document contains their bank details so you can make a direct deposit. We encourage you to pass this initiative on to all amateurs. whether they need help or are willing to help. The website is nevarc.org.au, so that's nevarc.org.au.
In Western Australia and beyond, News West is available on air, online and on demand. Visit our website vk6.net to find out how. This is VK6 Amateur Radio News.
This April the 14th marks the 110th anniversary of the Titanic disaster. It also involves a certain 25-year-old, Arthur Moore, who was experimenting with radio reception and transmission. The RMS Titanic was on her maiden voyage from England to America. Just after midnight on April the 15th, 1912, while steaming across the North Atlantic, the Titanic collided with an iceberg 600 kilometres south of Newfoundland. As water poured into the ship, the two radio operators sent out their SOS signals. Back in Jellygrove's Blackwood in Wales, Arthur Moore was at his desk listening when he heard a faint signal in Morse code. CQD, Titanic, 41.44 north, 50.24 west. This was quickly followed by a further signal. CQD, CQD, SOS, DMGY, the ship's radio call sign, position 41.44 north, 50.24 west. Require immediate assistance. Come at once. We have struck an iceberg, sinking. Arthur copied down the messages as more transmissions followed. Women and children in boats cannot last much longer. Then finally, SOS, SOS, CQD, CQD, Titanic, we are sinking fast. As the signals faded, Arthur raced to the police station to notify them, but nobody there believed him. They were soon proved wrong as newspaper reports of the 1,500 people drowned in the icy waters. And just as Arthur Moore claimed, the Titanic had been using the new SOS distress signal. This is Mike, Victor Kilo 6, Kilo Mike Sierra.
You could be excused for thinking that we're pushing too hard and too often with Perth Tech. After all, it's not on until most of the way through October, 190 days to be precise. Well, there's a reason for it. There's method in our madness, because, you see, we could bumble through and make it all up as we go in the last couple of weeks and serve up to you what we think you should get. A bit like boarding school, mince pies on Monday, tripe on Tuesday, waffles on Wednesday, and so on. However, we see it a bit differently and are keen to find out what you'd like, especially when it comes to offering practical workshops on Sunday morning. These workshops are informal, can be at any location, and are highly suitable for small groups. In order to get some workshops going, we need to know what you'd like. Find out what you're interested in, and that's why we're asking you. We're seeking suggestions for the workshops, and they'll be on Sunday, the 23rd of October, and these may be a follow-on from some of the lectures on Saturday, but not necessarily. We've created an online form to collect your suggestions for the workshops, and you can access this form at the vk6.net website on the Perth Tech page. But come on, Western Australia, you're dragging your feet responding. This thing's been going on for a couple of weeks now, and we've only had two responses, and one of those was from another state. It'll only take you a minute or two to put your thoughts down. Go to vk6.net, select the Perth Tech tab, and off you go. You could do this in between working DX QSOs on 10 metres while standing in a hammock. It's that simple. Respondents will be entered into a draw for free entry into Perth Tech on 22nd of October. Only one winner will be selected, and only one entry per person will go into the draw. Entries will close on April the 30th. VK6.net is our website, and that's where you need to go to find that. VK6.net, go to the Perth Tech page, and you're off and running.
Tomorrow is World Amateur Radio Day, which occurs annually on April the 18th. Radio amateurs worldwide are encouraged to take to the airwaves to celebrate World Amateur Radio Day. It was on this day in 1925 that the International Amateur Radio Union was formed in Paris. Amateur radio experimenters were the first to discover that the shortwave spectrum, far from being a wasteland, could support worldwide propagation. In the rush to use these shorter wavelengths, amateur radio was, and I quote, in grave danger of being pushed aside. The IARU's history has noted. Amateur radio pioneers met in Paris in 1925 and created the IARU to support amateur radio worldwide. The International Amateur Radio Union is still going, and so is amateur radio. With propagation being so good lately, with Old Soul performing extravagantly, what better excuse than World Amateur Radio Day to get on air and make some noise?
Next week we aim our News West episodes at new amateurs, and one of the ways we do this is to congratulate those who've gained a new license and those who've upgraded to another level. Having done all the congratulating, we move on to giving information and telling stories that could prove useful to newcomers to the hobby. In fact, there may be even something of use to those not so new to the hobby. Now here's where you come in. How about sharing your story about entering the hobby? What was it like for you? Was there something that you learned along the way that you'd like to share? Or do you simply have a good yarn to tell us? Old hand or new, your story will prove interesting to others, so how about it? 2 to 3 minutes worth is plenty of time for you to tell your tale. Send us your story either in text or recording as email attachments to newswest@vk6.net.
If it's not amateur radio, it's not amateur radio news. News West is dedicated to amateur radio for amateur radio operators. This is VK6ARN, and I'm Bob, VK6POP.
Good morning and happy Easter. This is Roy with Happy Helpline for the 17th of April 2022. And what do I have for you today? A little bit of the following. From Barry, VK6 Alpha Delta India, I have the following. He has a Yaesu Fox Tango 102 all mode, 160 meters through 10 meters, 180 watts output. Receiver is very sensitive with RF amp. Unit as new. Comes with hand mic and manual. Still a very popular unit, asking $450. And Barry also has a Kenwood Tango Sierra 430 Sierra with power supply, Papa Sierra 30, and a SP430 speaker, mic, manual, and clean working unit, and asking $600 for that for Kenwood TS430. Contact Barry, VK6 Alpha Delta India, on his mobile phone, 0428-959-771. I'll say again, 0428-959-771, or email to bravo.juliet.burns, that's Bravo Uniform Romeo November Sierra, at bigpond.com. That's bravo.juliet.burns at bigpond.com for that item, those two items, in fact. Next item I have from John, VK6 Juliet Foxtrot. His much-loved ICOM Romeo 70 HF communications receiver. Very good receiver for sale. And it's a quadruple conversion, super heterodyne general coverage HF receiver with AMD modulator with a Schottky diode, and has fitted PLL trimmers. They have been replaced with ceramic ones for stability, no doubt. Receiver is fitted with the IC Echo X-ray 257 optional FM unit, as well as the standard FL33AM, FL30SSB, FL32 narrow CW filters. CK70 12-volt DC option has been enabled as well, as also as AC power supply available with both leads. Instruction manual, CD with PDF copy of the service manual, and other info are included. And has also a rare accessory pin. The 24-pin accessory pin has been fitted. It comes with the tilt bail and carry handle. Receiver is very good physical condition, and much loved receiver of John, who doesn't really want to part with it, I don't suppose. If you would like to have a look at it and then take it away for $400, please contact John at vk6julietfoxtrot at wia.org.au. At email address again, victorkilo6julietfoxtrot at whiskeyindiaalpha.org.au. That's all I have for you for the moment. This is Roy wishing you all a happy Easter, and if you have any items for next week, please contact me. The address is Victor Kilo 6 X-ray Victor at bigpond.com as usual. Victor Kilo 6 X-ray Victor at bigpond.com. 7-3 from me. Cheers. Have a happy long weekend.
Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed this history edition of News West. If you're listening while you're away from home, please say so in the callbacks. We get paid more for callbacks from portable stations. If only that was true. Thanks to everyone for their efforts in putting the news together this week. I enjoyed Mike's Titanic story. The studio team this week was Mike, VK6KMS, Roy, VK6X-ray Victor, Andrew, VK6AS, Chris, VK3Quebec Bravo was our guest presenter this week. And I'm Bob, VK6PRP, the News West producer. Thanks to the broadcast crews, callback collectors, and to those who keep the broadcast infrastructure going, perhaps sometimes with paper clips and bits of string. There was another big solar event during the week, and the solar flux index has begun to rise again after dipping over several days. So there's DX to be had. So you need to get on air and make some noise.